Good morning, Charlottesville. Welcome to Real Estate Matters. I'm Michael Guthrie, and we're glad you're here on this Saturday morning. Can't believe that the month of January is quickly coming to a close, but we're grateful for you taking the time to listen to us today, whether you're listening to us on the radio, or hopefully some of you have found us on the internet at www.wina.com, and then click live. And you can listen to the show from wherever you are. And thanks to those of you that are. We're really grateful for your support. We're grateful for the fact that folks are finding this to be a meaningful show. I try to remember every few weeks to remind people that I named this show purposely, or at least this year, my word is intentionally, Real Estate Matters. And because I really do believe that real estate matters in so many different aspects of the quality of life and Charlottesville and around the state and nationally. And some of the things that we're going to be talking about today, I think, fall right in line with that. You can also, if you hear this show and you feel like other folks would be interested in having a chance to listen to it, you can always follow me on facebook.com/realestatematters. Post the podcast there at the beginning of each week. I try to post different websites that I think might be helpful as per the discussion. Or you can just go to wina.com. and click on podcast, go to Real Estate Matters, and there's an archive of all the different shows that we've had on over the last several months. And particularly today, that might be helpful because last week, if you missed the show, we talked about the 2011 car market report. And this is a report that comes out quarterly, but the end of the year kind of brings it all together, boils it all up, and there's a whole bunch of analysis as to what it means as to how it related to the year previous and beginning to project what it means for 2012. And as I shared on that show, I'm cautiously optimistic that there are some green shoots that are popping up as it relates to the market. Listing inventory is down a bit from quarter over quarter. Pending sales were up, which means that that should mean that sold data in the first quarter into the second quarter of 2012 should be positive. And then one other thing that I talked about is that for the first time, we're really going to be comparing apples with apples, if you will. In 2010, we had the tax credit that stimulated the market. But then when you started doing numbers in 2012, we knew that the first part of 2011 was not going to look like the first part of 2010 because 2010 had the tax credit. And we knew that the second half of 2011 should adjust accordingly. And sure enough, that's about what happened. 2011 finished a little bit better than 2010, and people say, okay, what's the big deal of that? Well, not so much, except for the fact that 2011 finished ahead of 2010 without having the stimulus of the tax credit, which says that there are more people entering into the market. I think it says that sellers are being more realistic in their pricing. John Entz, who was here from Carr, the treasurer of Carr, specializes in land and country properties. He saw the number of sales for properties 15 acres or more up by a significant amount. And so there's just a lot of neat, good news going on that says, hey, we're trending in the right direction. And before we get to the topic of the day, which is legislative issues and how they affect real estate, Matthew Woodson is here. Matthew is with Roy Wheeler Realty Company. He leads our Greene County office, but he also has the pleasure and privilege of serving as the public affairs group chairman at Carr. So I brought him on because I want to talk about the different legislative things that are going on. But before we do that, the one thing that was surprising to me, Matthew, in the 2011 market report was the fact that Greene was actually down a little bit. Alamar County, Fluvanna, Charlottesville were all up a little bit. But Greene County was about 3% down. I'd love to get your sort of input because that was sort of just a place that I was surprised. I would have thought that with the things that have been going on out there and a lot of neat energy going out there, that we would have kind of turned the corner. And maybe you think we still are. It's just going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah. No. First, thank you for the opportunity.
Sure.
To come out.
Sure.
And talk to you first about Greene County and also about the legislation event and legislation for the year. Greene County this year, while it turned upwards there towards the end of the year, giving us a little bit of excitement maybe moving into 2012, I would just say looking at the total report was a little bit of a surprise. I think that if you look at the numbers as a whole and dig into them, we saw some good movement in new construction, and a lot of those in communities of that we're seeing new construction pricing actually rivaling some of the existing properties that are out there for sale, existing homes that have kept some of those on the market and driven those down into an area that we see that 3%, and also some of the the foreclosure what not significant in our area do play a part on the first time home buyer properties, and we've seen that probably affect that 3% as much as anything being down in 2011.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up, and before we move into our topic, the bank-mediated, the short sale, the foreclosure transactions. For the first time, folks, we've gotten to the place where that Charlotte Area Association Realtors can now track that information. It used to be something that we had to kind of dig and try to, put it together and cut and paste it and that kind of thing. But we're now in a place where we, over this past year, have required realtors to put that information into their listings so that we can track it. And just so you know, the market share by bank-mediated status, which means that the bank was involved in one way or another, in 2010, there was 12.7% as it related to the foreclosures and 3.3% as it related to short sales. And in 2011, 14.3% foreclosures, 4.9% in short sales. So that's up from a 16% number in 2010, we're up to now over 18% of the number of closed transactions in 2011 were bank mediated. And hopefully we're going to get through those. Obviously, those are what help increase the listing inventory, if you will, because the banks own these properties and they put them on. But it is something that folks need to pay attention to, because when you've got a bank mediated property in your neighborhood, you've got to have a realtor that knows how to market your property and explain why your house is much more than maybe that house that sold, because that house is an exception to the rule. And so you've got to have somebody who really understands that and can explain it to another agent if they're talking about pricing, or explain it to an appraiser. And it's something that we're going to have to continue to watch. And I'm grateful that we now have those stats to watch at this point.
And it was a number I think I heard last week. Which I think is significant for people to know, is to use the number you just said, is 18% or bank assisted sales, and when we're looking at actually what is out there active on the market, it is less than right at 1%. Yet 18% of the sales are these types of transactions, which means that they are a player in our market, and they do. If there is one in your neighborhood, I mean, it does become a significant contender in the sale of your existing home. So in turn, going back to pricing it correctly is certainly important in this market.
Yeah, that's a great point. Hey, I want to kind of change gears here before we go to the break. Virginia Association of Realtors, very, very much involved in public policy. We've got a bunch of legislative priorities that we're looking at for 2012. Folks, when you think about public policy, when you think about things that impact you in regards to your home, whether you're a buyer or a seller, there are certain things nationally that you hear about all the time. One is the mortgage interest deduction. When you buy a house and you're paying that interest is something that you can use to help you offset taxes. And that's been on the table, all the time, but it seems to be a little bit more in the discussion in regards to maybe up to a certain point you get the deduction, and then after that you don't. Who knows where that's going to come from? But the point being is that is a really important aspect of real estate, because if you don't have that mortgage interest deduction, that's one less reason why somebody buys versus rents. Another example nationally is the whole aspect of trying to figure out a way to have everybody pay at least 20% down. Well, that is just a loser all the way around. I don't know how to say it any stronger than that. You put a situation where it's 20% down and you're trying to, create security because somebody has enough in that property so that their equity is there. Very few people have 20% to put down. And so if you lost the FHA 3.5%, or, Matthew, you certainly could talk about the VHDA or the, the USDA. If those things went away, there are a lot of people that would not be able to buy houses. If they're not able to buy a house and the person's not able to sell the house, which means they can't move up to the next house, And it just creates a whole, you know, whole domino effect. And there's several other things nationally, but I want to just focus in during this show in regards to things that are happening here locally. And, you know, I know Teely couldn't make it here this morning, and Teely, Jennifer, you know, kudos to you for being involved with the public affairs group. But, you know, Matthews, you're the chair, and Teely is the vice chair of this group. You know, obviously you guys are serving in leadership positions with the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. You know, what makes you do that? Why is it important that realtors participate in public policy?
Well, first of all, I think it's that, as many people know, that there, our association is 1,000 members strong, and we play an important part of our communities, whether it's whether we're volunteering for our churches, whether we're coaching baseball, you know, a myriad of things. But this is just one of the things that affects our business, but it affects our communities. We're all looking to create good communities, sustainable communities, and you know, the ability to be able to purchase.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. You know, a lot of folks, they think of us as realtors, people who are helping people buy and sell houses, rent houses, whatever the case may be. But quite honestly, one of the things that we feel very strongly about is that we do champion the whole aspect of real estate and housing and helping people with home ownership. And that takes getting involved. That takes doing the things that need to be done. And before we go to the break, and then we'll talk about these afterwards, I mean, there's 9 different things just in our state alone, you all, that are what we would call legislative priorities. And they go from how we do our business, you know, agency, which means how we represent you, professionalism. Are we doing the best job we can in regards to working with our clients, landlord and tenant mm-hmm. issues, appraisal mm-hmm. issues, property owner associations and condominiums, which always is kind of a crazy deal. we're looking at our own situation, the business professional occupational license tax. Anyway, there are a number of different things. And next month, a couple weeks from now, we're going to be going down to Richmond, and I want to talk about that. But we're going to take a break first and allow New American Mortgage and INJ Builders to say hello to you, tell you why they'd love to do business with you. They're both wonderful companies, companies that I know and feel very strongly about. And we'll listen to them, and then we'll come back after the break. Welcome back to Real Estate Matters. I'm Michael Guthrie, and you are listening to News Radio 1070. I'm here with Matthew Woodson, who is the chairman of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors Public Affairs Group. Matthew has the privilege of meeting with a group of realtors who talk about the things that are important as it relates to our industry, the real estate industry, as well as our particular profession, being real estate brokers and agents. Part of the CAR, which is the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors, Virginia Association of Realtors, and National Association of Realtors. And why that's important to you all out there, folks, is one, as Matthew's already said, locally, we're 1,000 realtors strong, and we have a voice. When we go to Richmond, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, but when we go to Richmond, the legislators that represent our areas, they meet with us, and they want to meet with us because they know that we have a voice, that we're listening to neighbors just like yourselves and trying to convey a message that makes sure that home ownership is protected and the things that are important to you are communicated. And one thing you said, Matthew, before the break is you talked about why being involved, and you talked about, you know, your church or coaching or just being involved in civic things. I was talking to somebody this past week, and he asked me, you know, what do you think about real estate as a job? And I said, you know what? I don't think of real estate as a job. I think of it as a lifestyle. You know, everything we do, and I know this is true for you too, but everything we do comes back to our profession. You know, whether we are coaching a team or whether we are involved in economic development or if we're involved over here in a school board or whatever the case may be, all of those things are giving back to the community because we want to be good citizens. But also, and we're in those situations and we do a good job, then those people see us and say, hey, that's the kind of person that I would like to do business with if I was ever to, you know, want to do something in real estate. So I always laugh that there's not really a 9-to-5 aspect to this thing. It's almost harder trying to figure out how to turn it off, or rather than, you know, when you turn it on, so to speak. And I know that's true for you.
I have that problem. I do.
Yeah, and I know that you have a hard time, and I have a hard time finding that balance. And making sure that our families are taken care of in the midst of all the things that we
reminds
do.
Reminds me of something someone once told me about showing up. And when it's not just showing up for work, it's showing up for a meeting. It's showing up for those ball games, and it's showing up at church. It's showing up wherever it is that you're showing up. It's being involved in every aspect of your community, and enjoying it. I mean, not just it pays back dividends, but certainly it's something we enjoy as well.
Well, and I think the more that we give back to the community, the better the community is, and the better the community is, then the better real estate market there's going to be. And so it becomes sort of a vicious circle. I'm going to say a beautiful circle, a circle completed or whatever the case may be. But anyway, so we're talking about legislative issues. One of the ones that I really like is the tenant utility lien, one that's up for a vote. And I like to call this the Ray Cadell, Robert Ramsey legislation. If you don't think, folks, that we're working locally for you, we've got a couple of realtors that really thought that this was a bad deal, where you are renting, you're a landlord on a property, and a tenant doesn't pay their bill for whatever reason, and they won't turn the utilities back on for the new tenant until you pay the old tenant's bill. And that thing was just fraught with issues. And Ray Cadell and Robert Ramsey, said this is just not right. And so now we've got a situation where an issue on which much work has been done over the past year, and that's liens placed on property as a result of non-payment. And a consensus of affected parties is near, and a bill to reflect that consensus will be introduced by VAR. Hopefully we'll get to a place where a tenant has to put a deposit down or something so that the landlord is not held responsible for somebody else's negligence. And I think that that's a really important one. What other things jump out at you before we talk about the day on the Hill?
Well, there's a pile of bills each year that are coming up. And certainly what we look at are what affects our business, what affects our communities. And just to hit on a few of those, there are some things coming up. Real property tax and has to do with assessment of wetlands, to urban development areas, to historic structures. I mean, you name it, there's just an array of different items. And it's just a small amount. I mean, these bills, I point out that Bill May, who sits on the review committee for us at the state, will end up reviewing over 2,000 bills before we actually pick out which ones are actually important to our association and to our communities.
You know, it's interesting as you talk about a bill and him looking at those bills and different realtors who bring different issues to play, which when we then kind of put together, and we can't forget to not thank Neil Williamson, yes, who is with the Free Enterprise Forum. And folks, if you don't know who Neil is, there are two places that I think you should always be looking locally for information. One is Neil Williamson's blog. Just Google Free Enterprise Forum Charlottesville, and you'll find his blog. And then also Brian Wheeler's Charlottesville Tomorrow. Both of those guys do an amazing job of representing us at different public affairs meetings and then reporting on them so that we can be up to date with what's going on and not sort of live in a vacuum. And one of the things that Neil does in his role as a Free Enterprise Forum is he also is the staff liaison for the public affairs group, which Matthew chairs. And in a couple weeks, your group sponsors a trip to Richmond. They call it the Day on the Hill. It's a very interesting time to be down in Richmond, folks. If you don't understand how legislation works, you've got the House and you've got the Senate. And the House is working on their bills. Senate's working on their bills. And they're working on the same bills, but they're working on it from the Senate side and the House side. And then all of a sudden, they just pass the bills over the aisle, and the House starts working on the Senate bills, and the Senate starts working on the House bills. And it's called the crossover day. And we've always gone to Richmond on crossover day to talk to our folks. By then, we kind of have an idea of what one entity is thinking about in regards to that, so we can talk to the House or vice versa. And so in a couple of weeks, February 15th, there'll be a whole bunch of Charlottesville realtors that will go down and meet with our different delegates, meet with our state senators, and talk about these issues that we're talking about, and talk a little bit about what it is and who is planning on being there.
Well, for for our group, it's the most important event for us of the year. And for us, we go down typically about 40 members strong. Our association, being represented at the state level, we are as strong as any association in the state, and bring a tremendous amount of leadership to the state as well out of just this smaller association. But we'll be going down on the 15th of about 40. We take a bus down. We spend the day meeting with our representatives and talking to them about some of the items and bills that we've just discussed a few minutes ago.
You know, it's interesting as you think about our association and how strong it is, not only from a lobbying standpoint, but from a leadership standpoint. And I really do think that that's one of the reasons why we have the voice that we do. I mean, we look at somebody like David Toscano, who now is the chair of the, I forget what it is, but he's got a new leadership title on the Democratic side of the aisle. And then you got somebody like Rob Bell on the Republic side, who's announced that he's going to run for attorney general. And both of these folks are friends of realtors and friends of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. One, because I think they both understand property rights and understand what that means to the community. But two, I think they're both folks who really keep their ears open before their mouths start going. And they've always been very, very willing to come and listen to our group of realtors and hear our concerns. And then, so when we go to Richmond, they always make sure that they're available to listen in. And usually there's a couple groups that, you know, because we're so big, they got to talk not one time to us, but they got to talk a couple times to us. Mm-hmm. But I think the cool thing about it is because they do listen, I think there is, you know, consensus that gets built. You know, so much of politics right now is so adversarial, and so that nothing gets done. Well, I think we're very fortunate in the Charlottesville, and not on every issue, I understand that, but from a standpoint of the realtor issues that I spend my time on, I look at these folks and feel like they listen to what we have to say, and we work to build consensus to come up with what is the best for everybody. And folks, I don't know if this makes any sense to you, but you've got an association with 1,000 people in it who truly care about property rights, truly care about home ownership. And if you have issues, things that you think are serious enough that we need to be communicating to your representatives, and you feel like you're just one small voice, don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call a realtor that you know and say, how do I get in touch with Carr's Public Affairs Group? I'd like to talk to them about this particular situation or that particular situation. You've got a group of folks that are going to listen and do their best to have your voice heard, you know, through our association, through the lobbying areas. And the other thing I think is really important is, Matthew touched real quickly on the fact that this is, and I've touched a little bit of it, but this really is bipartisan. We're not Republican or Democrat.
Yeah, I was glad to hear you use a Democrat and a Republican,
yeah,
in the
sure.
same sentence. You know, we have no affiliation with any party. I mean, it really comes down to the support of our industry and what is important to our communities. And just to your point, we've endorsed in the past Republicans and Democrats and Independents through our association, our group, whether and they all have the same interest in mind, and we've had a good support and communication with all.
Well, it's interesting too, and as we close up the show today, I was out at the National Convention a year or so ago, and they were filming people, and they were saying, I'm a member of the Realtor Party. And the whole point was, it's not Democrat, it's not Republican, it's not Libertarian, it's not Independent, it's the Realtor Party. Who is standing for you as it relates to home ownership and property rights? And I can promise you this, the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors is doing their very best to do that. And we look forward to doing that in the future. Folks, our time is up. Matthew, thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you.
And folks, enjoy your weekend and take good care. Bye now.